Hello children, this is our literature class, and because of this coronavirus, this monstrous virus which is roaming around all around us, we could not meet in class. Hope all of you are keeping well. The poem that I am going to explain to you all today is the third lesson in your literature syllabus. It's a beautiful poem. And before I try to explain it to you all, I'm going to recite it. Make sure all of you have your books open in front of you and listen to me carefully while I'm reciting the poem. One night I dreamed a dream as I was walking along the beach with my lord. Across the dark sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to me and one to my lord. After the last scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand. I noticed that at many times along the path of my life, especially at the very lowest and saddest times, there was only one set of footprints. This really troubled me, so I asked the Lord about it. Lord, you said once I decided to follow you, you would walk with me all the way. But I noticed that during the saddest and most troublesome times of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me. He whispered, "My precious child, I love you and will never leave you, never, ever. During your trials and testings, when you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you." So children, did you like the poem? It's a beautiful poem. And the beginning lines before the poem starts, it does not mention to us the name of the poet. Those lines tell us that because the thoughts represent many people's ideas, thus the poet's name has not been mentioned. Now, I will be explaining you the poem stanza-wise. Now, let us start with the first stanza. Now, the author, the speaker of the poem, he had a dream one night. And in that particular dream of his, he dreamt that once he was walking along the beach with his Lord, with the Almighty Father, the Father whom he believed in. And there he could see across the dark sky that there were scenes of his own life which were being flashed one by one. And he did see, he could visualize that while he was walking on his life, while he was walking through his life, he could see two sets of footprints on the sand. And he could identify one belonging to him and another to his Lord, the Almighty Father. This is the first stanza of the poem, where he could see his life on the sky as if he was viewing a movie, and he could see him walking along with Lord, gradually proceeding, advancing towards maturity, adulthood, and thus we move on to the second stanza of the poem.